From 90.7 WMFE News, I'm Judith Smelser. Good morning. It's 7:33. Last week, we learned a little more about the economic philosophy of Florida's governor-elect. Rick Scott announced his list of economic advisors, and reads like a who's who of conservative and libertarian thinkers. The list includes Arthur Laffer. He was one of President Reagan's advisors, identified with Reagan's trickle-down economic strategy. He's also the one who came up with and named the Laffer Curve, the idea that lowering taxes can actually increase tax revenues. Everyone on Scott's economic team subscribes to the small government idea. They favor deep cuts in taxes and in government spending. Here to talk about what all this will mean for Florida's economy is 90.7's economic analyst, Dr. Hank Fishkind. Hi, Hank. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning.
Hank, Rick Scott said during his campaign that he wanted to slash taxes and cut spending. So did his picks for his economic team tell us anything we didn't already know?
Nope. He's full steam ahead on that program, Judith.
So one of his campaign promises was to do away with the corporate income tax altogether. Is that going to help the economy?
Probably not in the short run. Maybe harmful in the short run, perhaps helpful in the long run. But the state faces a $2.5 billion budget shortfall right now. Eliminating the corporate income tax, while it may be helpful in the long run, is not going to stimulate business in the short run. People aren't going to hire more employees simply because the state income tax is down a little bit for companies.
Well, now, so tell us how it could help things in the long run.
Well, in the long run, there is some evidence that suggests that those states with smaller governments and smaller taxes and lower taxes do tend to grow faster. That's a correlation. That's not a causation.
And you have said that you think there may be another cause for that?
Sure. I think it's instructive to note that some of the states that are growing the fastest with the lowest taxes and the least regulation are also states with large energy reserves, like Oklahoma or Texas. So it may be as much a function of the composition of their economies, that is, they have a lot of energy, as compared to their tax policies.
More energy than we could, than Florida could get, even if they drilled offshore the
sure.
way a lot of Republicans want to?
Sure. And furthermore, when states have very high taxes, like New York or New Jersey, for example, and they lower their taxes some, that can boost their economy significantly because they started out with high taxes. That's not the case in Florida. Florida already has low taxes. The problem for Florida is not because our taxes are too high. We got lots of problems, but that's not one of them.
Well, so what do you think needs to be done in the short term, then?
Well, I think in the short term, slashing the size of state government, for example, as good as it may be in the long term, means more people are laid off. So we need to handle that with some care. Furthermore, there is things we can do in the short run to stimulate the economy, but unfortunately, that hasn't been the focus. We know that there are certain regulations that are harmful to the state's economy. We have unbridled impact fees that are so high now that it really is repelling businesses. We have a land use policy program that we call growth management, which has provided a lot of growth management but is very unfriendly to certain kinds of businesses. And we could resolve those things and reach a good balance, not zero, not 100%, a good balance that would stimulate the economy in the short run, Judith.
Now, cutting taxes like Rick Scott wants to, especially given the deficit that you mentioned, will have to mean cuts in services too, right? So what's he likely to cut, do you think?
Well, he's talked about dramatic cuts in growth management services in the Department of Environmental Protection and especially in the jails. And he believes that privatizing some of those entities can produce good results.
Do you think that he's right about that?
There is literature that would suggest that privatizing certainly some of the jails and some of the maintenance functions of government, especially road maintenance, can be outsourced to some degree. So there is some truth to that. But again, Judith, I think some balance is important. We don't want to totally privatize, but some privatization can go a long way to doing good economics.
You know, a lot of this philosophy from Rick Scott is, I think, reminiscent of Jeb Bush's philosophy. When he came in to the governor's office back in 1999, he also promised to cut taxes, shrink the size of government. Privatization was a big theme for him as well. Of course, the economic situation was pretty different then. Are there parallels to be drawn there?
Well, there's certainly policy parallels to be drawn, but the economic situation is quite different. And also, I point out that even with a strong governor, with strong ideas and the Republican legislature, the Bush agenda wasn't totally enacted. We didn't get very much privatization. We didn't get much use of HMOs to provide Medicaid that Bush pushed, which was really a good idea. But I'm just merely pointing out that simply saying it doesn't necessarily mean translate into governing.
All right. That's all the time we have. That's economist Dr. Hank Fishkind with Fishkind & Associates. You can find all of his commentaries online and download the Fishkind podcast at WMFE.org/Fishkind. This is 90.7.